Well, here we are. We are in a situation where you have people believing in one thing or another. Now, those of us that are trying to remain in the middle or try to see all things, it seems like we're a dying breed. We're the dinosaurs. Let me just say that I've always been more of an independent in the way I look at things, trying to see the truth from our own limited perception of what's really going on. And if you've listened to my programs in the past, you kind of know what direction, what I think about things and what I support maybe. And I'm not going to get into the political chaos. I'll leave that to others. I really want to talk about, you know, who can we trust? Many of us are just repeating things that we've seen on websites or that we've seen, you know, in videos or whatever sources that we choose to follow. And this is to be said on both sides of the aisle, is it not? But I think we have to learn to trust our own inner knowing. And so what you're looking at, the picture that is on the site, is I got it from Steve Becko's website, The Golden Age of Gaia, a while back. They posted all these different pictures of things you can focus on and meditate, supposedly provided by the Arcturians, which is a race that lives in another part of the galaxy that's been in communication with us through all of this. And they said by looking at these different symbols, it will help to unlock different things. And so the one I'm posting is about inner knowing. Because when all of us have inner knowing, we won't need to look at different things. We will just know. And I think that's what's coming forward. That is our eventual goal, that we will completely be aware and understand things. And we won't have to rely on sources or politicians, and we will truly see what's going on. Otherwise, a lot of the other things that we talk about are just speculation. Really, unless you've had firsthand experience, how do you truly know? Unless you've had somebody close to you witness something that you completely trust and believe, that might be a reliable source, but most of us are not going to have that opportunity. My whole life, going back to my 20s, I can't say my whole life, but a good part of my life was questioning people and getting answers, and or at least getting opinions as to why they thought the way they did. So I've spent a journey of over 30 years, probably 35-ish, closer to that, looking into whatever people had to say about any kind of subject. And at the time, I didn't know why, but I felt it was setting me up for the future. Plus, I think it's a good way to gain some wisdom. How do you learn if you don't at least approach somebody that thinks differently than you and understand why they feel that way? Maybe there's something they can offer you. So recently, right after the election, there were three of us that sat down in my studio, and these two people that come in, and I'll withhold their names just out of respect because I don't know if they want me talking about them, but they're friends of mine, and we get along great, and we laugh, and we have a good time, but we all have different beliefs. There's a man, and he is in his 20s, and he has a family. He has now has three children, a wife and family, and he's conservative, and he probably would align with what people call Republican. Maybe not completely. And there's a woman who I didn't know till we had this conversation, but she was afraid to speak up. She's Democrat. And her whole family has been that way for years. And I am independent. So here we have three different viewpoints. But we all found things that we could agree on that it proved to me that we all can come to a consensus on things. I don't believe the reports that the majority of people that are Democrats are Marxists or leftists. There's a group, I think, no question. I don't believe anybody that supports the right is fascist. There might be some within the group, But the most of us really, I think, the human beings, the people, are just moderates, you know? We're kind of in the middle. We don't want to admit it. Maybe if we had a middle party, they'd get the most votes. We need a party that represents all of us, not just one side or the other. And I believe for years, not maybe in its entirety, but the two sides have deliberately kept us apart. And they both had their chances to change things, and very little seems to have been changed to make all of our lives better. Just the other day, we had a news story about a young gal in Marquette who was, I don't know if she was talking to the city council, but she was talking about young people want to stay in a town of Marquette, which is about 20-some thousand people, the biggest town in Upper Michigan, but they say they can't afford rent, and the jobs don't pay them enough. And so they have to leave, and they don't want to leave. They love being up here. And that's what a lot of people have done. They moved away. And then they come back maybe later in life, or they find a job that pays them enough to survive and maybe prosper. So she made a good point, because that's one thing I've noticed, is that rent has gone through the roof all over the country. And why is that? Probably because that's what they can get. There's a price that they can get, and people are going to be paid for it. A friend of mine who doesn't rent, but he knows some people that own buildings and rent them out, landlords, and he said the reason they've charged so much more now is because that's what the state will pay out for people that are getting funding from the state. So they decided, a lot of them, to set their price a lot higher, and that's the way it goes in our current system. I don't like that. What can we do to change that? And there are many things like that you hear about that make it difficult for people just to survive, to be able to afford just to put food on the table. The price of automobiles has gone through the roof compared to what it used to be. And it seems like the quality maybe isn't quite as good. Yeah, we got a lot more technology, but, you know, there's a friend of mine that does, he has a shop where they do cleaning, and they also put this protective coat on your vehicle. And he says in the last 10 years or so, the newer vehicles that come out don't have any protection for rust. There's a very thin layer of protection. And I noticed a lot of newer vehicles, and he said this as well, that are rusting out within a year, especially up here in these conditions. That's why he recommends you buy his service, because it will protect your vehicle for many years. And they put like a glass coating on it. And they're very thorough. I've talked to people that have worked down there, and they do a very thorough job. And I'm not here promoting him. I'm just saying that I think he has integrity, and he wants to do the best job he can for people. And he realizes that we're not being told the truth about a lot of things. You know, here you buy a new vehicle years ago, that thing would take a long time for it to rust if you took care of it, washed and waxed it. So there are things that are going on that we're not aware of, I think, in everyday life. We don't see. The only way you gain this is by talking to people. So as I sat down with this young man and this young woman, she's in her 30s and has a child, and she's married. The young man, like I said, is in his 20s and has three kids now. He's also a very religious person, but he also is just a kind soul who he walks his walk, and I think he's a gentle soul. And he's not, you know, some people maybe use their religion to condemn others, and he's not like that. We had a very nice conversation. We expressed things that we all can agree on. We expressed things that were concerns. Well, the woman told me that she voted, basically she hated Donald Trump, and she didn't like the things he said, and that's why she voted against him. The individual, the man, told me he voted in favor of Trump because he thinks the left is going to do a lot of things that could destroy this country. And I can agree with both of them, because I see those things as well, that potentially if certain groups got in, there could be some dramatic changes, perhaps. And I can also understand why so many people do not like the current president. Well, I don't know if he's current anymore, but our President Trump, because of some of the things he said and the way he behaves. So everybody has their opinion, and their opinions should be respected, especially when you listen to them. Now, I've seen people on Facebook that are Democrats that say anybody that supports Trump is a fascist. And it's like, how can you make that statement? Really? And then I've also seen people attack liberals on Facebook, friends of mine, and I say nothing. I just let it go. And they say that all liberals are left-wing Marxists. And I don't agree with that either. Again, the truth to me is always somewhere in the middle, you know? You learn, my mother was good at that, and that's probably where I get it from, because she would try to see both sides to form her opinion on things. And she would always look at the other side. And I remember her and my father would argue, and my dad, well, bless his soul, he's a divine being like everyone else, but he did his fair share of drinking. And when he did his fair share of drinking, his intelligence, his conversations weren't always the best. And she would defend whoever he was attacking. She just felt the need to do that. And I would have just probably not, I would have ignored it, you know, or left the room. But in a way, she fed into it, but she wanted to stand up for it. And I'm glad she did. It taught me maybe to stand up for things I believe in. I would say now that we're entering into this, we don't know what exactly is going on, but I would just say trust the plan and then develop your own inner knowingness. The more we learn to trust our own inner guidance, the less we'll have to depend on others. And there are people out there that want you to depend on them. They may not act that way, but the more you have to follow them and rely on them, when you can make your own decisions. You are gifted in every way. You need to believe that. I have learned to trust my intuition on things, and many times it's been right. Other times it's been wrong, and I think it's my ego. There's that fine line where the ego wants to say, well, I know what this is. And then, to me, the intuition is when you just let it go, and then something appears, a thought appears, or a feeling. And that is something that can guide you. So in this time of unknowing, which is what it is right now, I would say the best way to seek answers is to go within, to spend even a couple minutes thinking about it and letting it go. Or you can focus on this picture. I don't know if it works or not. I've been looking at it more, and perhaps it is. The Arcturians apparently are a group of beings that have been, with many others, part of this so-called Galactic Federation that are here to assist Earth in its transition. Are there beings outside the planet working with us to help us? I believe so. I've seen UFOs. I've seen an alien. Many people around me. So, and they didn't do anything weird to me, so that I know of. So I tend to believe that many are here to help us, and there may be some that are not. We have to keep an open mind to all of it. And I would also say that there is a plan to move the Earth forward and to move all of us forward into higher consciousness. So regardless of where you stand on the aisle, which side you are on, be prepared maybe for some major shakeups, some truth coming forward. The truth is going to set us free, and the truth will come forward. And I believe that to be true. The truth I see now may be completely wrong, and maybe all these years I've been wrong on all the research I've done. I'm willing to accept that. I think all of us have to look at that. What is the truth, the ultimate truth? To me, the ultimate truth is love. God is love. It's that simple. The universe was meant to be a place of free will choice. So you're going to have the yin and the yang. But I believe Earth has chosen to return to love because that's what its initial intent was. And it allowed the humans to come here, well, the souls that incarnated as humans, to occupy it so they could experience life in a physical form. And there was an agreement, perhaps, that allowed certain groups to take control. And those groups are coming to the end of their control. And that's what I think we're witnessing right now. And there's going to be a lot of stuff to hit the fan before this is all done. But again, I see a vision of a world that will be a much better place. How long that takes, I don't know. And I think anybody that makes a prediction probably is not being 100% forthright, because we just don't know. We don't have the answer to all those things, do we? The future is a changing thing from one moment to another. Every little action, thought, and deed affects it. So anybody that comes out and tells you it's going to be this way or that way, I seriously would question that. They may be right. They also may be misleading. How do we know the truth? Well, again, if you're guided by love, and then you're going to gravitate towards what you truly is. I don't know how you cannot look at either side in this arena and not see that there are some falsehoods being told. And what do I want as far as a leader? Is somebody that's going to have integrity, and maybe this is a pipe dream. Somebody that has compassion, empathy, but also is going to be on a course to set all of us free. And by that, I mean free from government control, bring forward something that will allow all of us to be prosperous in our own way. Give us as much freedom from everything that we are enslaved to. When you look around, you don't realize all the things we have to depend on to advance, you know, just to live. We have to work a job 40 hours a week or more so we can get a paycheck. And many of us are not earning what we could earn. And it's all based on your education, which not everybody has the money to go and do. So the whole system, as far as I'm concerned, without trying to offend anybody, it all has to change. Our educational system, our, you know, health system will go from one of drugs to, I believe one day, energy healing will come back. The ancient technologies of free energy will be released at some point. We no longer will depend on fossil fuels. We will clean up the planet. But not through any law that's passed that heavily increases taxes on the average person. Taxes will eventually disappear. I believe we will live in a society where if you choose to work, the money you make will be yours. Government will become small. People will rely on their local governments. There's a lot of changes that have to come forward, I realize, for this to happen. But this, to me, is the ultimate goal, that we will be completely sovereign, not just us, but the whole world, because we're all in this together. So what happens here should be happening all over. And I think we're seeing that. I think we're seeing people waking up. And when a government tries to put you into fear over things, that is not the way to go. And I guess I'm talking about the COVID-19 crisis. Is it real? Is it not real? Is it exaggerated? None of us completely know for sure, do we? But I will say that I refuse to live in fear of anything, because it seems like they want you to. And when you understand what fear leads to, how it can ruin your health, it can feed other beings that love to have you in fear, So some of you might now be might be afraid of what's going on, and I understand that. But what is the worst that can happen? Tomorrow I could be gone. I'll be in a much better place. I truly believe that. I'm not asking for that, mind you. But I just believe that fear serves no purpose. And we need to start looking inwardly to find answers and trust our own intuitions. And it only happens through practice. The more we do it, the better it becomes. So that's my message in all of this. And maybe some of you expected more, but I'm not going to feed into anything. Because ultimately, I don't know for sure, 100%. Does anyone? And what if you're wrong? All I can say is if you want to move forward, it's your choice. Be kind. Be open. Listen to what others have to say, even if they're saying it in a way that's not as respectful as you would like. Allow them to be. And trust your own inner guidance. We all will eventually have to do that. I wish you the best. Love and light. Trust the plan.